The men tell us they've sold both vehicles for around $170,000 each. They say they are moving cars every week.
Does it matter that there's a war on?
Where is that war, he asks. It doesn't matter for us. We obtained one of the vehicle ID numbers and asked the manufacturer, who told us it was legally sold to a private customer by an authorized distributor in Abu Dhabi, that they cannot prevent that customer from reselling it, and the company complies with all US and international sanctions. And it's not only Georgia. Satellite images also show lines of trucks on the roads to Russia from China. President Putin and China's top diplomat meeting yesterday, pledging to strengthen ties. China already provides crucial economic help to Russia. Back in Georgia, the road reopens, and we pass a construction site where China is helping build a new tunnel through the mountain. The $500 million project was started before the Ukraine invasion. But the plan will be more trade with Russia. Clearly not every country wants this to be the end of the road for Moscow. Despite all the sanctions, the IMF says Russia's economy is actually set to grow this year, though only by 0.3%.